Today we're going to learn Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. We are continuing with the story of the Megillah. We just got through how Achashverosh started to look for anybody that he may have owed a favor to that he hadn't paid back, because he realized that he thought that there may have been a plot to try to kill him, and no one was going to tell him about it. So he figured maybe it's because he didn't pay somebody back properly. So he had someone go read his books, and they found that there was Mordechai that he never paid back properly. And as much as the fellow reading the books didn't try to erase that line about Mordechai, the Malach Gavriel kept on coming back and writing that line back again. So the Megillah goes on to say, Lo nasei imo davar, nothing has been done for him. Meaning the scribe had to tell him, when Achashverosh said, so what have we done for this Mordechai? We must have thrown him a big bash or something, a big party. No, we never did anything for him. So Amar Rava, lo mivnei sho'avin es Mordechai. It's not because they loved Mordechai that they told Achashverosh that nothing had been done for him. El mivnei sho'avin es Haman. But they hated Haman that much that it was worth it to get Mordechai in a good position. Heichin lo, so he had prepared for him, the pasuk says, Tana, so the Tana teaches us that from the fact that it says lo, we see lo heichin, that Haman prepared the gallows for himself. Meaning that Haman was hanged on those gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai, but he actually had prepared him for, he didn't realize that he was preparing them actually for himself. So the Achashverosh asks Haman, what should I do if I want to reward someone? I want to do something really nice to somebody. And Haman gives him a whole story of how to honor him, get him a special robe and the horse, etc. So Achashverosh said, good, now go do that for Mordechai. Amalei Manu Mordechai. Someone said, who? Mordechai? Never heard of him. Amalei HaYehudi. Achashverosh said, you know, the Jew. Amalei Tuva Mordechai. You could be Yehudai. What are you talking about? Mordechai is a very common Jewish name. I don't know which Mordechai you're talking about. Amalei HaYoshev B'Shara Melech. The one that's sitting in the king's gate. Amalei Sagilei B'chad Diskarte Inami B'chad Nahara. Haman realized what he had done. So he said to Achashverosh, yeah, let's just give him one village, give him one river, and he could take the taxes from there, and you don't have to give him more than that. Amalei Hanani Havleach. Sure said, great idea. Give him that too. Give him a city. Give him a village. Al Tipo Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Anything that you said we should give him all of that. All of that and more. So Haman then took the clothing and the horse, and he found that the Rabbanan were sitting in front of Mordechai, and Mordechai was teaching the halachos of kmitza, of how to take the three fingers full of flour and oil from a korban mincha. Mordechai was teaching those halachos to the Rabbanan at the time. When Mordechai saw that Haman was coming with the horse in his hand, he became afraid. He said to the Rabbanan, he must be coming to kill me. You better get away from here before you get burned by his coals. So Mordechai wrapped himself up in a talus and he started to daven. Also Haman came and sat in front of them, and he waited for Mordechai to finish davening. So he asked the Talmidim while he was waiting for Mordechai, what are you guys learning? So Haman didn't know. He had to make conversation. He had all these rabbis sitting there. So here's Haman sitting in a yeshiva, and he's got to figure out, how do you make conversation with a bunch of rabbis? So he says, hey, what are you guys, what's the gig you guys holding in? So Amrulei Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So they had to explain to him, when we used to have a Beis HaMikdash, Mandim Adiv Mincha Maisim Milei Kumtze Desultam Eschapelei, anyone who volunteered to bring a Korban Mincha, they would bring a kometz, a three fingers full of flour, on the Mizbeach, and they'd get a kapara. So Haman said to them, your fistful of flour has come, and has overpowered my 10,000 silver coins. Meaning, your learning about this has been more beneficial to you than 10,000 silver coins I bribed Achashverosh with to be able to kill all the Jews. Amar Lei, Rasha, so Mordechai said to Haman, you Rasha, Eved Shekarin L'chasim, Eved L'mi L'chasim L'mi, if an Eved buys property, who do you think gets the Eved, who does the Eved belong to, and who does that property belong to? It all belongs to the master. You're my slave. That money that you gave to Achashverosh was my money. Because remember, that was the whole story, that's what angered Haman so much about Mordechai, was that Haman was actually Mordechai's slave. So Mordechai says, you have nothing. Everything of yours is really mine. So after that conversation, Amalei Kum Levashani Mani Ruchov Haisusya. So Amalei says to Mordechai, okay, get up, put on this royal clothing, and ride the horse. The Bayilach Malka, the king, wants you to do that. Amalei Lo Yechil Na Adayana LeBeibani Vashkol LeMazyeh. So Mordechai said, no, I can't do that. I first have to go take a bath. I have to get my hair cut. Delava Ruchar LeShtamusha B'Mani D'Malka Hachi. I'm all disheveled now. I don't look my best. It's not nice, not derecheretz, to wear the king's royal clothing without getting dressed up nicely, without making myself look good. Shadra Esther Vasartinu Lakulu Beibani Lakulu Umni. So Esther sent an order to arrest all the people that worked in bathhouses and all the barbers, so that Haman would have to do this for Mordechai himself. Haman was going to have to bathe him, Haman was going to have to eat the water for him, Haman was going to have to give him his haircut, because that's what an Eved does for a master. Aili Ihu Lebeibani Vasre. Haman brought Mordechai into the bathhouse and he bathed him. Vazel Vaisi Zuza Mi Beisei. And he got scissors from his house, Vikashakal Beimazie, and he was cutting Mordechai's hair. Badi Dukashakal Inga Viisnach. And while he was cutting it, Haman started to sigh and groan. Oi! Amalei, I'm Micah Masnachas. So Mordechai says to Haman, why are you groaning? What's the matter? Amalei, Gavada Vachashvale the Malka Mikulu Rav Vanohi. The man who was the most important person, more than all the other noblemen in the country, to the king, Hashal Shavi Belani Visapar, now has to become a person who works in a bathhouse and a barber. Amalei Rasha, Mordechai said, again, you Rasha. Velav Sapar Shel Kfar Kartzum Ayisa, weren't you the barber in the town of Kartzum? Tana, Haman Sapar Shel Kfar Kartzum Haya Esrum Shtayim Shana. For 22 years he worked as a barber. Haman wasn't always royalty, and now he's groaning about having to be a barber. That was his profession, that was his trade for most of his life, most of his professional life. After Haman cut Mordechai's hair, he dressed him up in the special clothing. So he said to Mordechai, okay, go on the horse and ride. Mordechai said, I can't go up myself, I'm too weak. I'm too weak from all the fasting I've done. So Haman bent down, and Mordechai stepped up on Haman's back in order to get up onto the horse. So it was more embarrassing. And to add insult to injury, as he was getting up onto the horse, he kicked Haman. So Haman says to Mordechai, doesn't it say in your holy books that when your enemy falls, you're not supposed to celebrate? Amalei Hani Mili Bi'Yisrael. He says, yeah, when it's a Jewish enemy. Avol B'Tuchuksiv Va'atal B'Maseim Asidroch. But about people like you, non-Jewish enemies, it says that you should trample on their high places. So yeah, when I'm getting up on this horse, I'm going to give you a good zetz. I'll give you a good kick. Main point number one over here. Achashverosh rewards Mordechai. And let's try to get as many details as we can remember over here. Gavriel wrote down Mordechai's name in the book. Haman wanted to give Mordechai only a river or a city. He ended up having to give him that also. Mordechai was learning Hilchus Kmitzu with the rabbis. Haman had to bathe Mordechai and give him a haircut. And then main point number two. Even though b'nefala ivcha al tismach, I guess that's an important concept also, b'nefala ivcha al tismach, one is not supposed to be happy or celebrate the downfall of their enemy. Remember, that was the big question when Osama bin Laden was killed. Should we have been celebrating? That's Saddam Hussein. Should we celebrate the downfall of our enemy when Arafat died? Should we celebrate the downfall of our enemy? So even though generally we don't celebrate the downfall of our enemy, that's only when our enemy is a Jew. But when he's a non-Jew, we can celebrate. That's what this Gemara says, at least. Says the Gemara further. So Haman's taking Mordechai through the town square. And Haman's screaming out, this is what we do to a person who the king wants to honor. Haman, as he was leading Mordechai through Haman's own block, Chazise Barte de Kaimayigra, Haman's daughter, who was standing on the roof, saw what was going on. Savra Haide Rachavavua, Vaide Maske Kame Mordechai, and she had no idea. She thought the guy that was riding on the horse was her father, and the guy that was leading it was Mordechai. Shikla Atzitza de Beis Hakise, so she took the pot from the bathroom that they would defecate into and that they would urinate into, where they kept all the, they didn't have running water, they didn't have toilets that would flush. So she took the toilet bowl, essentially, and she threw it on her father's head because she thought it was Mordechai. Dali Ene. So Haman looks up, the Chazes Tavuahu, and then she saw, that was my father. Naflami Igrala Aru Mesa. So she immediately committed suicide. Imagine what kind of relationship she had with her father if she assumed that life was no longer worth living after doing that to her father. So she immediately commits suicide. Vahainu Dhsivi Yashu Mordechai al Shara Melech, and Mordechai went back to the king's gate. Amrav Sheshes Sheshav L'Sakol L'Taniso. He went back to wearing sackcloth and fasting. Vahaman Nidchav El Beso Avel V'Chafoi Rosh. And Haman went rushed back to his house in Avelus with his head covered. Avel Albita. Why was he in Avelus? Because his daughter just died. V'Chafoi Rosh Al She'iralo. And why was his head covered? Because what just happened to him? His daughter just threw up a toilet bowl on his head. So Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all of his friends. Kari luhu oavav. So at the beginning of the pasuk, it calls him his friends. V'kari luhu chachamav, and later on it calls it his wise men. Amrav Yochanan, kol omer dvar chachma, afilu b'umos ha'olam, nikra chacham. Anyone who says something wise, even in the umos ha'olam, even in the nations of the world, is called a chacham. So says Gemara further. So I guess main point number three, the story of Haman's daughter. We all know the story, so I just wrote down the story of Haman's daughter. Imi Zarahayu, the Mordechai of Mordechai is from the Jewish people. Amrulei, so he said, then we're never going to defeat him. Amrulei, so they told Haman, Imi Shar Shvatim Kasi, if Mordechai comes from any of the other Shvatim, Yechaltalei, you could defeat him. Vimi Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, Lo Yechaltalei. But if he's from Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, forget it. You're never going to defeat him. Why not? Yehuda dechzev yarchaba orafai vecha. You're not going to defeat him if he's from Yehuda, because by Yehuda it says that your hand will be at the back of your enemy's neck, always ready to crush him. Enoch, in terms of Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, dechzev behu lefnei Ephraim, uvinyamin, umenashe, oras kvurascha. About these three shvatim, it says that Hashem will make his might be strong. So kinefal tipal lefanav. But he will definitely fall before him. Darsha bidabari lai, shtei nefilos halal lama. Why does it say nafol tipol, double expression, that Haman is going to doubly fall? Amru lo, they said to Haman, umazu mashula la'afra mashula kochav. We should know something about the Jews. They're compared to dirt, and they're also compared to stars. Kishen yordin, yordin adafar. When they're going through bad times, they sink all the way to the depth. They go all the way down to the dirt. But kishen olin, when they go up, Olin ad lekochavim, then they go all the way up to the stars. V'sarisei ha'melech higilu v'yavhilu, and the king's officers came and they rushed. Melami sheviu b'vahala, they brought him to the palace in a completely confused state. He didn't know what was going on as they were rushing him to the palace. So I guess main point number four will be the advice of the chachamim to Haman was that the children of Rachel and the Shvatim of Yehuda and the Shevet of Yehuda, so Yehuda, Menashe, Ephraim, and Binyamin, so all the children of Rachel and the Shevet of Yehuda are always going to defeat you. They're never going to fall. They're never going to lose. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, Achashverosh and Haman get to Esther's party. Achashverosh asks Esther, so this was right after Haman had the toilet bowl thrown and said he had to go quickly wash up and get ready for the party. Meanwhile, he had just lost his daughter. So Achashverosh again asks Esther, what can I do for you? And Esther says that I ask on behalf of my nation, we've been sold out, my people, me and my people. We're supposed to be destroyed, and the enemy isn't concerned with the damage that's going to happen to the king because of this. This evil person, Haman, isn't worried about any damage that's going to happen to the king. He was jealous of the king's previous wife, of Vashti, and that's why he had her killed. And he's doing it again. He's jealous of me, and that's why he wants me to be killed. And the king says, and he says to Esther Amalka, why does it say that he says twice? It should say, why is it, and again, first he would speak through a translator, but once she told him, I come from the family of Shaul, right away he spoke to Esther directly, because if Esther comes from the family of Shaul, that means she's royalty, and he could speak to her directly. But Tomer Esther ish sarva oyev Haman ara azeh. Achashverosh says, "Mi hu zeh ve'ezehu?" Who's the one that wants to do this? And Esther says, "It's this awful, evil enemy, Haman." on this evil Haman. Amar Rav Elazar, Melami Chaisam Mechava Klape Achashverosh, teaches us she was actually pointing to Achashverosh, Uba Malach Vesatri Yada Klape Haman. Remember all the awful things we said about Achashverosh? He was really a Rasha, he was a terrible person, he wanted the Jewish people dead also. So really she pointed to Achashverosh, she was feeling like that, all these horrible things about him, but that was too much. So the Malach had moved her hand to point instead to Haman. And the king gets up in his anger, and he takes a walk in the garden. And the king comes back from the garden. Makish Shiva Lakima. Now the Megillah rather links up his coming back with his getting up. Makima Bechema, just like when he first got up, he was angry. Afshiva Bechema, even after his walk in the garden, he was angry when he came back. Why? He found Malachim that looked like people, the Ka'akri Lilani Debustini, and they were uprooting trees from the garden. He said, what are you guys doing? Amalei Depaktin on Haman. What do you mean? Haman told us to do this. Haman told us that we should destroy your garden. So he was just getting angrier and angrier at Haman as everything was going on. So Asalavese, Achashverosh finally comes home, Haman nofel alamita, and Haman was begging Esther for mercy, and he fell on the couch that Esther, on the bed that Esther was sitting on. Nofel me by the way. It shouldn't say nofel that he was falling, it should say that he had fallen in the past tense. Amr Ablazim Lamit Shabba Malach Vihipilo Allah. It teaches us that a Malach came and shoved Haman down on the bed, so Achashverosh would think that Haman was trying to rape the queen. Amr Vaimi Besa Vaimi Bara. So when Achashverosh saw this, he said, oh my gosh, woe unto me from the inside, woe unto me from the outside. Everywhere I turn, Haman is doing something else terrible. So Achashverosh finally says to Haman, are you going to rape the queen while I'm right here in the house, right in front of my face? An important concept. Hagam lichboshes hamalka imi babayis. We have it in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim also. It means, I feel betrayed. That's the best way to translate it. I feel entirely betrayed. That's an expression we use when a person feels betrayed. Vayomer Charvona. So Charvona says, Amr Blazar, Af Charvona Rasha Bosei Tzahaya. Charvona was also a very evil advisor. And he also wanted Haman to hang Mordechai. Kivin Shrashal on the sky Matzasa, but when he saw that his advice wasn't being followed, Miad Barach, he immediately ran away. And that's why it says that Hashem will throw on this evil person, and he's not going to have any mercy on him from his and his assistants aren't going to help his helper's not going to help him because he's going to run away. And finally, the king's anger calmed down. Why is it a double calming down of the anger? Achas shel malko shel olam. One was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu calmed down, v'achas shel Achashverosh. And one was a reference to how Achashverosh calmed down. And some say, no, achas shel Esther, v'achas shel Vashti. One was Esther calming down, and the other one was Vashti calming. One was calming down, Achashverosh calming down his anger against Haman for what he did to Esther, and the other was calming his anger after killing Haman finally for his anger of what he had done, what Haman had done for Vashti. Now, the next piece of Gemara is going to go through what Yosef gave to his brothers, because there's deep connections between the story of Yosef and the story of the Megillah. And I think Rabbi Foreman has several classes on that. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Let's just do main point number 5, the last main point. The king's anger toward Haman was because of the angels who were cutting down trees and the impression that Haman was attacking Esther. The king's anger toward Haman was because of the angels that were cutting down trees in the garden. Right? That was when they claimed Haman told them to do it. And the impression that Haman was attacking Esther. Okay, we'll pick up with the story of Yosef and the brothers, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.